U.S. Senator Roger Marshall stopped in Marysville on Friday, February 13th, visiting the Marshall County Extension Office to highlight a program that is making a real financial impact for local seniors. The focus of the visit was the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, known as VITA, which provides free income tax preparation for seniors and qualifying residents. According to 2024 numbers from the Marshall County Extension Office, the local impact has been substantial. Last year, volunteers completed 448 tax returns. The average age of those served was just over 60 years old. More than $408,000 was refunded back to the hands of local taxpayers. The average refund was $1,555, with the average adjusted gross income just over $24,000. The program also helped generate more than $118,000 in earned income credits, nearly $65,000 in child tax credits, and close to $12,000 in education credits. And by using the free service, taxpayers saved an estimated $89,600 in tax preparation fees. During his visit, Senator Marshall reflected on what it means to see services like this operating in rural Kansas, emphasizing the importance of local programs that directly assist seniors and working families.
You know, the model that you're using here is the exact model that I envision for the community health centers and the rural health clinics, is that you don't have to have an accountant to do a lot of these things.
Sure.
And you don't have to have a doctor or a master's degree in nutrition to coach people up with some basic nutrition skills.
It was also asked to the senator about a broader concern facing many residents of Kansas this year. Many residents have recently lost their Affordable Care Act tax credits for health insurance, leaving many of them priced out of the marketplace and facing uncertainty about how they'll afford coverage moving forward.
So they've kept their original Obamacare credits. What they lost was the extra government COVID subsidy. What we need to really focus on is bringing down the cost of health insurance, rather than sending $150 billion a year to big insurance companies. So our thrust is to bring down the true cost of health care through our transparency bill, through our price tag bill, which would force every health care provider to show you prices up front. When we can turn patients into consumers again, increase competition, then that's going to bring the prices down for everybody.
Looking at the bigger picture, and from his perspective in Washington, federal and local partnerships play a critical role in continuing to support services like these that directly benefit rural Kansans, ensuring communities have access to the resources and assistance that they need to thrive.
Well, I think that that this is a great example why we're here today. I didn't realize all the different things K-State does, but a lot of it's federal dollars coming through different programs to help give them the funds and the resources they need to help people with their income taxes as well. So a lot of the grant money that K-State Extension is using is coming through the federal level and then dispersed at the state level.
Locally, VITA services in Marshall County are offered by appointment only in Marysville every Wednesday from February 4th through April 8th. Appointments are available from 9 to 11 a.m. and again from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Helvering Center, located at 111 South 8th Street. For those unable to attend in person, drop-offs are accepted Monday through Friday until noon at the Extension Office inside the courthouse at 1201 Broadway, Suite 5B in Marysville. Participants are reminded to bring last year's tax return and their bank account number if they would like direct deposits of their refund. For more information or to schedule an appointment, residents can contact RSVP of Northeast Kansas at 785-562-2154 or reach out to Susie Latta at the Extension Office at 785-562-3531. With nearly $500,000 returned to local taxpayers and thousands more saved in preparation fees, the VITA program continues to strengthen both individual households and the Marshall County economy.